now is not the time to be distracted by fading realities, but to focus on forever joys. What best serves the kingdom of Christ? You know, marriage is not the main event. Kids are not the main event. A college degree is not the main event. Retirement is not the main event. None of those events have been given to us to define or complete us. They've been given to us as tools in our lives in order to display and serve the kingdom of God. And if we can't use them as such, they need not enter our head, because they will serve as distractions from the kingdom of God instead of reflections. You know, we spend so much of our lives thinking that the next phase of life will really satisfy and complete us. How many young people think, I have my degree now, I've accomplished that. Now, if I could just get married, I would have it all. And then we say, well, I'm married now. If I could just have a couple of kids, I would be complete. Well, check those off the list. If I could just get that promotion, just get that boat, just make it to retirement. And we spend our days chasing fading realities. We make those our primary concerns and goals and dreams, forgetting that a far more glorious reality is barreling its way down the timeline for which we had better be ready. This is why Paul writes what he writes in chapter 7 of 1 Corinthians, verses 29 through 31. He says this, "From now on, let those who have wives live as though they had none, and those who mourn as though there were not mourning, and those who rejoice as though they were not rejoicing, and those who buy as though they had no goods, and those who deal with the world as though they had no dealings. For the present form of this world is passing away." If you're a married man, to live as if you were not married does not mean you have justification to completely and absolutely ignore your wife. Paul is speaking in intensified hyperbolic language, much like Jesus did when he said you must hate your mother and father if you want to follow him. What Paul is saying is that Christian husbands cannot live as if their wife or their marriage is the center of the universe. And those who are mourning and in grief cannot live as if their mourning is the end, or that your rejoicing in the things of this earth will continue to live on. There are eternal matters that we must focus on instead of lingering on fading realities. The present context of living in the last days determines what our primary concerns should be. Shift your focus from fading realities to the eternal kingdom of Christ. Today, when you pray, please pray for our Creative Access missionaries in China. And also remember the Barbag Life Word broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.